This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tac shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
But it hurts too much.
Well, we continue our conversation of the midday midlife and all of the things that are facing people of that, you know, 40-something age. It's kind of a wild age. We had a great conversation yesterday with Annie Fry and Trisha Everdeen about having kids or not having kids, early, late, whatever it may be. And today, I know this is a time where some people may be getting divorced. Some people may be getting married for the first time. Some may be getting remarried and going through that process. So joining us now is Anthony Diaz, certified family mediator, divorce attorney, and co-parenting coach. He's known as the Peacemaker. That's a good nickname to have in this field. Anthony, thank you so much for joining us today.
That's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough conversation when it comes to divorce, because even if it is the right thing, that it's mutually agreed upon, that it's the right thing for a couple, it's always still really hard, no matter what.
It is. And there's a lot of navigating that goes on in the divorce process. I kind of liken it to trying to avoid landmines, because there are decisions to make, and you want to be able to make the right decisions that will affect you potentially for the rest of your life, and especially if you have children.
So when a couple decides they are going to split up, in some cases it goes very well, like they have an agreement and they could figure it out, even when they have kids, that it's amicable, right? How often is it not, though? And when it's not, how can you help two people who have actual animosity for each other and don't want to concede anything?
Well, there are many divorces that are contentious, and many times couples are not aware of that they have other options than going to court and being contentious. But sometimes the relationship just doesn't lend itself for a really amicable situation. So what I do in working with my clients is, you know what, you may not like each other and you don't want to be married anymore, but here are the reasons why having a more amicable divorce is better. Even if you don't like the person, you can save money. You can model conflict resolution for your children, so when they grow up and have a conflict, they can get experience from their parents who divorced amicably. And it also, it makes it easier to move on from the divorce when you're not angry and have a lot of emotion, because at some point the divorce is going to be over. If it's contentious, it really takes longer to get over the divorce than if you can have it amicably. So you may not like each other, but there are so many reasons to have a more amicable resolution.
Anthony, is there an age or a number of years married where you tend to see a spike in divorces, or, you know, a higher divorce rate, or is it evenly spread out?
It's a great question. And the demographics lately in the last 5 years have been the older you are and the longer you've been married, there's a higher percentage of divorce. And there's a number of reasons for that. People are living longer. And, you know, back 50 years ago, you've been married 30 or 40 years, you probably don't have that many years to live potentially, and you wind up staying in the marriage. Now, if people are living to 80, 90, 100, and if they're in their 50s and been married a number of years, they're like, you know what? I have another 30 years. I don't have to be in a negative situation. So I'm really seeing a lot of what I call the gray divorce, that people are now looking at living longer and wanting to be happier and divorcing now where maybe in the past they didn't.
That's really interesting. And it's, you know, it's logical that would happen. I would suppose that a long time ago, people did not get divorced. Maybe part of it is social norms, that it wasn't usual to do it. But now, because it is not that big of a deal, you know, I remember when I was a kid, even, it was almost a thing like, oh, his parents are divorced. Like, I have a classmate and his parents were divorced, and people thought it was sort of a thing. It is no longer a thing, right? I mean, it's not a stigma like it used to be.
That's correct. When I grew up, my parents went through a divorce, and I was looked at as the only person in my neighborhood where there was a divorce. And that really is a stigma that used to stay with children. Now it's more common, and there's a lot of reasons for it. One, a lot of states don't need a reason for a divorce. There's a lot of no-fault divorce. Florida is one of them. So you don't need to actually have a legal reason. So it's easier to divorce. And, you know, people are getting, I think they're getting more educated on divorces. Doesn't have to be as bad as it used to be or as bad as it sounds. There are so many different options now to have an amicable divorce. The consequences are not as bad. Now, that's a good thing and maybe not a good thing, mm-hmm. but people definitely feel more empowered to move forward divorce if they're not happy in their marriage.
Yeah, I definitely, the stigma has very much dissolved compared to what it used to be. My guess is, too, that over the decades, removing that stigma also empowered women who may have been on the disadvantaged side when it comes to an unhappy marriage or getting out of that divorce. I'm assuming decades ago it was much harder for women. As we swing the other way, though, do you ever see instances where you feel like, well, maybe we've made marriage a little too disposable? Like, have you seen instances where we've swung the other way, where people see divorce as, we can always get divorced if it doesn't work out?
I've definitely seen that trend. And I've spoken to my clients about that. When we have a conversation about divorce, I encourage them and talk to them about, have you exhausted every opportunity to salvage the marriage? Because you guys did get married and you were happy for a while. You know, is there an opportunity to take a step back? And I encourage my clients to pause. You know, you're facing potentially the most life-changing decision in your life. And although it may be easier legally to do it now than ever, it still has the same consequences and this still has the same emotional effect. So, you know, having people take a step back and look at whether this is really what they want to do and not just a knee-jerk reaction, I think is really important before people take that step.
I mentioned earlier that, and those things before we were talking to you, that there was a time in my life where I would never have considered dating somebody who had kids when I was in my 20s. But now it's like, hey, I'm in my 40s, so I don't know. I'm open to that. And maybe some people are not still, or they have reservations about it. What would you say to somebody who either has their own kids or doesn't have their own kids and about to date somebody, start a relationship with another person who has their own? What sort of advice do you give to that, to a person like that who might have some reservations about it?
Well, it's good to have reservations because you want to be able to, again, model for your children what post-divorce looks like, and that could be treating the other parent with respect, treating the children with respect. When you enter, let's say, other people's children or your children to somebody else, it really takes some thinking and taking a step back and looking at, one, are your children ready for that? How old are they? What relationship do you have with them? I would also talk with the other parent. That's a conversation that I encourage my clients all the time. Before you want to divorce, start to set up some boundaries that in the event in the future, because parents are going to divorce and the other person might have children, but have that conversation on what boundaries do you want to have in place? How long do you date this person before the children meet them? So talking with the other parent and talking to your children to gauge where they are in the process is really important, and it really shows you respect the other parent and you respect your children's feelings.
Yeah. Do you have any guidelines for someone who is dating with kids and is thinking, oh my gosh, when do I introduce this person to my kids? Because I'm living two lives, one with the person I'm dating, one with my kids. I want to introduce them. I don't want them to get hurt. Is there a guideline, timeline?
I don't know if there's a guideline or timeline, but what I would say is you don't want people coming in and out of your children's life that are temporary, because it shows mixed signals and the children don't know, is this person going to be permanent in my life? So I would wait, and I think it's the best advice to wait as long as possible and to see if this relationship is going to be permanent or has a great opportunity to be permanent, because you're also introducing somebody else to your children. They're going to get attached to your children as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
And if this isn't going to be, you know, a permanent situation, that's going to affect them as well. So really look at, is this going to lead to something more permanent? And I think that will guide you.
So there's not a good general timeline for that. It's a case by case, I'm assuming. But that makes it very difficult to know, doesn't it?
It is. You know, there isn't a book that says, okay, at this point in your divorce, here's the right time. And which I think is good. You really need to look at it on a case by case basis. Every divorce is different. Children grow up at different ways emotionally. Your relationship with the other parent is different. So you really need to take a step back, take stock, and look at your situation and trust your gut feeling, trust your instinct. And to me, err on the side of length. Longer is better. It can't hurt by waiting a little bit longer, but it could have some negative consequences, you know, if you introduce the person too soon.
No, absolutely. And also, it's always complicated, you know, dating someone with kids, depending on how old the kids are, what kind of, especially if you're dating with the idea of getting married, right, blending a family, what kind of household rules do you have? What are expectations? It gets pretty complicated.
It does. I mean, when both of you have children, now what you have to consider multiplies. And that means not only both you and your potential spouse, now you have the other parent, and they might be involved with somebody as well. So there's a multifaceted situation going on. But, you know, looking at the children from each side, you know, are they going to blend together? You know, have them spend time together? Are they getting along? What can you do to make the transition easier? You know, kids are smart, and they pick up things, and they also want to be heard and respected as well. So really working with them to make the transition easier really goes a long way.
Anthony Diaz, certified family mediator, divorce attorney, co-parenting coach with the nickname The Peacemaker. We really appreciate your advice today, your thoughts, and it's a pretty complicated situation if it's dating with kids or going through a tough time with divorce. We really appreciate your thoughts today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Anthony Diaz, good information. That's really a difficult time difficult thing to navigate at this time of your life, is a new relationship and having to work with kids that aren't yours, or having your own and then getting into something new. That's tough, man.
Well, I think since you're open to dating someone with kids, I hope you meet someone like 10 kids and you have a big 12-person family, and it's like the new ranch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The Immersive Cult Classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.